Thank you. Sonorities. This is a couple of tangos. I've always wanted to hear these played by a toy piano and a tuba. This is my gift. I've always wanted to hear these played like this.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. guess we have.
Wanna do, so anyone do that? We should do it tonight. I wanna do this piece.
Okay.
It's only because of its historical context.
Okay.
This is the first thing I ever wrote. A different arrangement, but this idea came from the first thing I ever did with this instrument when I first came to New York. But it's called Iphigenia, and I don't know if anybody here knows the story of Iphigenia.
Anyone know the story of Iphigenia? Well, she's going to tell you now.
Man.
It's very interesting, actually.
The Greeks. Remember those Greeks? Damn. House of Atreus. Agamemnon. One of Menelaus's best friends. And Menelaus was the guy who Helen of Troy was married to. And then she pissed off with Paris to Troy, right? And I won't go way back because they all wanted her, and he and Menelaus ended up getting her. And so the only way to get over it was they agreed that whoever ended up with her would come to the rescue of them, of whoever ended up with her, if there was ever any trouble. So of course, when she got taken off to Troy, they all had to go and go to war with him to get her back. And so they set off to destroy Troy for the sake of Helen, that's what they say, although actually I think it was purely strategic because Troy was on the Dardanelles Straits, you know, had the whole access to the Black Sea and all of that, so I think it was just a pretext. But anyway, they got this huge army and this huge navy together to go and invade Troy. And the navy was all gathered together, but of course in those days there weren't no flying machines. You were at the mercy of the weather, and there was no wind.
No wind?
No wind. So the navy was stuck. They were all this huge armada of ships waiting to sail to Troy, and they couldn't move. And you know what they decided to do? Agamemnon said, okay, I will sacrifice my youngest daughter. And he calls back to his house, sends for his youngest daughter, Iphigenia, age 16. And she's told that she's coming to marry Achilles, the great war hero. It's her wedding day. And so she comes with her mother, Clytemnestra. And they go to, is it Taurus? Aulis, I forget, there's two different places. Anyway, they go to the place where the armada is waiting. And she's taken up to this place where she thinks she's getting married, and instead she has her throat cut. And guess what? The wind starts up, and they sail for Troy. And they start this huge war. And they get her back eventually, but
40-year war?
Something like that. Goes on forever, because apart from anything else, when Agamemnon comes home, his wife, Clytemnestra, is so mad at him, she murders him in his bath the night he gets home. And then her son, when he comes home from the war, kills her because she killed his father. So, anyway, this piece I wrote for Iphigenia. And that's what I think about it.
Thank you.
So while we're on the classics,
how about a bit of Shakespeare?
Here's a piece of Shakespeare. Hey, you know, he's not quite as old as the Greeks, but he's kind of close. sorry, Jim, I'm wrecking havoc with your microphones here. For those of you who can't see this, it's a ukulele. Oh, mistress mine, where are you roaming? Stay and hear. Your true love's calling. That can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting. Journey's ending, lovers meeting. Every wise man's son doth know. Oh, what is love? 'Tis not hereafter. Present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty. So come and kiss me, sweet and twenty. Youth's a stuff we'll not endure. Thank you.
pleasant laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty, so come and kiss me, sweet and twenty. Youth's a stuff we'll not endure.
That is a sweet girl, man. Well.
Thank you very much.